Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome. We're doing another Monday Mini, and we're revisiting something we just talked about on your happy hour. But we're not exactly talking about that because we were talking about why do conservative women really like Mamma Mia. But I'm also talking about the reaction of what is it about watching embarrassing things with people? I can't do it. It feels so painful. And my experience with watching Mamma Mia next to my very conservative older brother and my very conservative mother was painful. Yeah. And just it kind of had this moment of like, I know we've all talked about it. There's a classic episode on Scrubs where the main character is watching Basic Instinct with his grandmother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And him like balled up in the corner, dying inside. Yeah. And I think we've all had that moment. I feel like that's just like a regular trope that happens on, especially like coming of age things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, I still have this moment.
Oh, yeah, you do. I mean, I have it too, but not to the extent you do. You, like, we've heard you in like Sex and the City episodes be like, I normally fast forward through this part, or like, you've got all these like beats you won't watch.
I won't, it's true. I just literally, like, so I really love K dramas right now, and it's probably in the most tame of all of the other things that I've ever watched because, we talked about Bridgerton and all that. But for some reason, these scenes, these lingering, looking, kissing scenes, when my partner walks in, I shrivel and die inside a little bit. Like, there's a little bit of shame. I'm like, please don't watch this with me. And it's not because necessarily, like, it's a bad scene or, like, I'm just, I don't know. There's this level of me like, but why? And again, the Mamma Mia experience, having, and my mom, the first thing she said, because I was like, why are high schoolers doing this play? And mm-hmm. she said to me, like, they tamed it down a lot because I've never seen the original. I care nothing about ABBA. Nope. I do not care. Don't care about the newer musicals. I'm a little less fan of the old school musicals where it's supposed to be cheesy. I'm cool with. But like this was one of the newer musicals, right? Having to sit there while my niece is cracking a joke about having slept with three different men and not knowing who the baby daddy is was painful. I think at one point I looked over to my brother and he literally was gripping his thighs because he was dying as well. And it may have been worse because it is our niece. Yeah. And of course, her love interest is actually her real boyfriend.
Oh,
which yeah. was even worse for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a whole added layer, because then it's your, you know, young family member having these conversations and you want to support her.
Yes.
But you're also like, you know her.
Yes. I know these kids. And I'm like, I don't yeah. want to ever see you kissing. Why am I seeing this under a spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Is it, again, this may be like, I can't do secondhand embarrassment. I would rather crawl under a blanket and stay there for days. It makes, like, talking about it makes my face turn red. Like, at this mm-hmm. moment in time, I cannot handle it. I think this is also why I have that lingering anxiety of, like, did I say something wrong?
Right.
But it's attached to this emotion. And I don't know if, do these films do this on purpose? Do these plays do this on purpose? Is it to be relatable or is it to cause you this much stress?
I think both can be true. There's one episode of, like, The Office, for instance, where, like, Jim and Pam come over to Jan's house where Michael's living.
Michael's house, yes.
It's like the dinner party episode, and it is the most, one of the most awkward things. And that had to be intentional. Like, there's absolutely no way they weren't trying to make you, like, squirm in your seat and feel that way.
Yeah.
And I think there's a part of it that is, you know, you are connecting to both, like, the characters who feel this way, but also if you're watching it with somebody, then you're kind of sharing this, like, such an awkward moment, which we can all relate to. So I think there's kind of, it can dovetail of both of those things.
Okay, so mm-hmm. as we're talking about it, I'm researching it, and it's called a vicarious embarrassment. And it says, when a person feels this embarrassment for another person who may be damaging their social integrity, they may feel ashamed, fearful, like anxious, even like they need to fix it for another person. And it says it's a tendency for an empathetic person or people who are easily able to place themselves in the shoes of others. So I guess that would go along with it. But I do want to fix it. I want that not to be a thing. I don't understand how you can face people again if you go through that level of embarrassment, or how you can never think about it again.
I mean, that's true. Like, you can face people. It's amazing how quickly I'll go from, like, my life is ruined to, like, 3 days later, like, but I will think about it forever. Like, that part doesn't go away, but yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I've done some really embarrassing things for sure.
Yeah.
Some really embarrassing things recently, but I've never done anything that I haven't been able to come back from.
That's good to
but
know.
But I do, it'll be like, you know, 5 a.m. and I'll,
yeah,
there it is, that thing I did in first grade.
Right. I think about those things all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in this article that I'm pulled up, it actually says it may stem from family trauma, differing views on religion and politics, and different groups of apathy for social standing or pain from past family experiences, which I find funny because I'm like, my mom did drill into me growing up, do not embarrass me like that, or do not shame me. Like it was
right.
My mother probably felt that heavily, and that if we did something, you know, we just recently did the episode on divorce. My mother felt that the hardest, I think. My father was able to be like, you know what? I support my daughter. I don't love it, but this is what this is. And he had more empathy and the understanding of it. And my mother was empathetic and understanding, and she supported her child. But the guilt and heaviness of her failing her family, and this is her fault, and this is shame on her, was very obvious in the way she would talk about how she wouldn't talk to certain people, how they avoided her and she knew it, and like all of these things. So maybe it comes from my mother as well as my level of empathy. That does make more sense, but I hate it. I thinking about some of these situations makes me, my heart like have
palpitations.
Yeah, I can't even think about it because it's so overwhelming in that level. And like watching anything, I can't watch. I think this is also why I don't love watching new things with people. I'm very anxious of that, which is I don't love going to movies. I think it's a waste of time, especially if I'm spending time with people outside of like people like you and people that I see every day. So we're already caught up. But if I haven't like talked to you in forever and we go to a movie, that's odd. First dates, to me, that's odd. Like if I'm trying to get to know you, other than if you pick out a really bad movie and finding your sense of humor, maybe that is a thing. I don't know. But yeah, I think maybe that's another part of like, I don't want any of this. In my life, I don't want to experience this with you, especially if I don't trust you. Even if I do trust you, I don't want to experience this with you.
I've seen you run away from a room before.
I have. I run away from the room if it's shameful. I'm like, I know what's happening. I gotta go away. Or if it's too sad.
Yeah. I've seen that before,
too. I was like, if this is going to damage me, I gotta go.
You're just too taking care of yourself. It's good. I'm like the opposite. So once, I think I've told this story before because it was so, oh my God. Most of the like minor fights I got in with my dad when I was a kid was about the TV because we only had one TV. So like fighting over like, what are we going to watch? And I was really into the show Roswell. And I just like fought so hard to watch it. And I bet some of you have watched that show. You know exactly what episode I'm talking about. It was called Sexual Healing.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically, Liz and Max had to have sex so he wouldn't die. And like multiple times, by the way. Yes.
That's all you've told me about this episode and I'm shocked every time.
Yes. And I was like a 14-year-old sitting on the couch with my entire family in there who had fought so hard to watch this episode and said like, it's going to be, nothing bad's going to happen in it. Like, it'll be fine. My younger brother can watch it. And I was determined to not. I made zero comments. I didn't look around. I acted like this was totally normal. I will not be the first to admit that this is incredibly awkward for all of us.
See, I have to crack jokes. That's my,
I mean, that probably would have been the better way to do it, but
I don't know. I think that's not necessary because it usually makes it worse, I feel like. But yeah, my thing is like, I'm gonna wasn't expecting that. You're welcome. Run away. That's the other thing is to run away.
Yes. I just sit. I'm like a turtle. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here and we're going to watch this and I'm not going to say anything about it.
I love that you're the stubbornness that I will do this. That's where I would have turned it immediately. I will also do that. If something comes awkward, I was like, oh, I forgot this part. Let's watch something else. You want something to eat? Let's eat something to eat. That's my automatic response. God, I don't know. Like, obviously, thinking about it now, the idea that this embarrassment and the level of empathy go hand in hand. But I really wish I could at least, like, the fact that I'm panicking as we're talking about the situation, because I'm picturing what has happened. Every time you talk about that Sex in the City, it's like, I picture it. I'm like, oh my God. I hate this so much. And because I don't like it, and though I have probably watched that scene the least, I hate it more. Like, it's more like prevalent, and I know exactly what happens.
That's funny, because I'm finding through the hanging out with you and watching some stuff you like, and of course through fan fiction, that's a big rom-com trope. Kind of surprised.
Really?
the like accidental, it's not always like nudity involved, but the
accidental high, or like thinking that someone's interested.
Yeah.
But I feel like that level of her confronting him, and if y'all don't know what we're talking about, it was a recent episode in which she thinks a dude is like trying to pick her up through the window, and it turns out he was trying to pick up someone else, like a floor below her, and she had the audacity to go talk to him after showing off a boobie. That's the part I hate the most. I'm like, oh, so awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for going down this road that I'm now currently sweaty talking about.
You're welcome. I'm here for you. I was tempted to tell you some of my more embarrassing stories, but I think I'll space them out.
Thank you. I'll space them out. I want to know it, because like, at least I'm not watching it. If I'm watching it, it's even like, that's where I fall apart, I think. Hearing about it, I'm like, oh no, oh no. But then watch it, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all right. It's okay. You can take some deep breaths after this.
All right, let's go.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing. if any listeners can relate, I bet you can.
Please.
You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. You can also find us on YouTube, and we have a book that you can pre-order at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.